Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. Who knows, BT, with these accounts on Twitter anymore? I'm trying to just make sure that what I'm reading is at least somewhat legitimate. NBA Central on social media has 1.5 million followers.
Yes.
You got to assume that they're somewhat legitimate, right?
I think they aggregate a lot of stuff, too. I think they take other opinions and that or other stories. And, yeah, I follow them. I'm familiar with who they are, yeah.
Okay, so they tweeted out, I'm just going to read you what it says here. Now, it's a link to an article. I did not read the full article.
Okay.
But I guess somebody who covers the Suns says that the Knicks are reportedly willing to offer almost anything to pair Devin Booker with Jalen Brunson. This is per Gerald Bourget. I don't even know
is
how
that
you...
Bourgeau? Is that French? It looks like it might
maybe
be a little...
You see who I'm talking about here?
I just popped it up, yeah.
Yeah, Gerald
Bourgeau.
He's
a lead writer for the Suns.
Yeah, okay.
He's got 40,000 followers, all right.
Yeah, and the quote... Now, I didn't see him tweet it, but there's a link to the article here from NBA Central. He's got 1.5 million, so you have to believe it's somewhat legit when he's getting duped here by this. The quote says, he and Jalen Brunson would form an electrifying high-scoring backcourt for one of the NBA's most pleasant surprises. According to a source, New York would be willing to offer almost anything to make that pairing happen.
Apparently, you know, we were doing a little digging into this as you were saying.
Yeah, you mentioned it yesterday.
You know, I didn't know this yesterday.
Well,
though.
You just threw it out. Suns got swept, and you're throwing out, hey, man, but Booker's a possibility. Stephen A. Smith then said he heard.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago.
Yeah, and now there were people shooting down that rumor.
Mm-hmm,
now, again,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? And then now this.
Well, apparently, deeper in the article, the point is made that Booker does not necessarily want out of Phoenix, but that the Knicks are incredibly motivated to make it happen, as they should be.
Right. So
give up whatever it takes.
Yeah. So, well.
It's Devin Booker. He's 27. Right.
Well,
Where do I sign?
The picks, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I just.
Who do you want?
Yeah.
Take anybody.
I know.
Who do you want?
But I hate to give up McBride, but you're going to have to.
Take him. I love him, but it's Devin Booker.
Mitch.
Take him.
I know, but now you're getting away from what you love that these Knicks do. And why are you doing that? To get the superstar, which is why I've been saying that I'm worried about the Sixers because they have the two stars. So you're taking away, in this hypothetical, you're taking away, like, picks, yes. And you're going to have to give up some players, no doubt.
Trade Randall.
Well, I mean, you'd love if they took Randle.
No, they would. I mean, you got to make the money match. I mean, Deuce is making peanuts. Randall's making next year $30 million. Booker's making 49.3, so you got to match that up. So you got 30.
And Booker's a Rose guy, Zoo's telling me?
Yeah. Leon Rose guy. Brunson stays. You know, Bogdanovich has... actually has a contract next year for $19 million.
Okay.
No, I mean, listen, but when you have an expiring deal, there's value. Yeah. Number one, he can score a little bit. Number two, it's
a good asset in the NBA. Can he get rid of those two guys?
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. OG's not under contract. They got to make that happen. Mitch is making $14 million. And as we know, and we talked about, Isaiah Hartenstein's deal is up. So there's a way to make this happen because the Knicks have enough draft equity and flexibility and players that are, I would think, desirable, especially if Booker starts flexing and says, get me out of here. Then they have no choice.
Which he is
as we
not.
Know, as we know in the NBA, players get disgruntled. They run the show.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't do this?
Well, I want to think about it.
Think about what?
And yes, I love the – first of all, I love Booker, and I love the idea of it. But there are two sides to it. There are consequences. I would love to have seen what this Knicks team with Randle, when they were at their peak after the Anunoby trade, they looked like they could beat anybody in the NBA. And they weren't beating anybody in the NBA. I would have liked to have seen them have a run at it in the postseason and see with my own eyes if it wasn't going to work. Now you run the risk of blowing this up, which had great potential, in favor of Booker, and you're getting away from what we know has been a strength of this team, depending on who you have to give up, but you're talking about giving up important pieces.
I'm not saying you don't have to swallow hard and, you know, regret some things you're maybe willing to do, but it's Devin Booker.
I know.
You move mountains to get him here.
Yeah.
Now, if he's 32, 33, like a year or so ago with Dame Lillard, that's not the right time. You know, like... another guy. I'm trying to think of another guy that, like, these scores that when they get to a certain stage of their life, you just know they're not quite the same. Even Kevin Durant at this point, even though he's amazing, but he's not quite the same guy. That you don't do. I'm not a big fan of blowing something up for somebody who's just past their prime. Devin Booker's just entering his physical prime.
Right, but
he's 27.
Then I don't know if I would want Anunoby back with that mix.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
keep going.
I don't think I would.
Because there's more decisions to make here.
Yeah, well, then I'm restructuring and reconfiguring the team because what Anunoby does well, I think, plays off of Randall's game potentially in the low post and being more of a facilitator there.
Yeah.
Whereas Booker's game, you know, he's clearly a guy who could create, but he's also going to be a guy that's going to knock down threes on the perimeter and maybe on his own. So you don't need as much, you know, I know spacing is big and all that stuff, but you don't need Anunoby posting up in the corner. His defense, yes, but I don't think Anunoby's offense fits as well with the backcourt of Brunson and Booker as much as it does with Brunson and Randle. You would need, here's the point.
Yep.
You would need, if you add Booker, you need a low post presence offensively, and the Knicks do not have that.
Actually, I think you would just need a low post defensive presence because you have Brunson who's, you know, 30 a game, and you have Booker who's a sniper and amazing. I think you would need less offense, more defense. Like,
how is it?
I would almost start Precious Achiuwa. If you had Booker and Brunson. Yeah, again, OG's a different conversation. I want to bring him back.
Like, Randle could be a threat down low. The Knicks don't have anybody who's a threat down low right now. Their bigs are good, but they fit with the
other... Resign Hartenstein.
Yeah, but he's not a real threat offensively.
But you don't need it. I mean, you just
How
flip
do you not
it.
Need it? Then you have two guys that can score, basically perimeter scores. I know they could attack the rim, too, but you know what I'm saying.
But they don't have it. Think about this, Sal. Think about it a lot. They don't have two... So both of their centers, different skill sets, and both very valuable... They don't have a conventional low post scorer now, and they're good. Imagine.
Well, Randle is that guy.
Well, but he shoots a lot of threes too.
No, I
Randle.
Know, but he could play both.
No, he could.
Who on the Knicks without Randle can do that?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states, and get this. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I don't need, this is going to sound, I don't need Randall getting in the way of Booker
okay,
and Brunson.
Okay, fine. Right, but then who is, you're telling me you're okay with just having.
But I'm okay with the Knicks now without Randall playing now and without Booker, given their two low post options, and we know who they are. I'd be more than okay with another defensive, you know, re-sign Hartenstein, whatever, trade, whatever you do. And now you add Booker to the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I need to see how it fits. I don't love, yeah, I love the superstar, and I love thinking about that backcourt. Yes, to be a championship team, I think you might need a little bit more. Like, I like the balance of when you have a star big paired with a star guard.
Okay, let me
Murray, Embiid, Maxey, even Giannis, who, you know, he could do it all, but you have Dame, Giannis. You know what I mean? There's balance
there. I get that. To Middleton,
be, yeah, so to be too guard-heavy. Now, it's a guard-driven league. Yeah, right. There you go. It's a guard-driven league. You know, even Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. And I know Karl Anthony Towns plays perimeter, too. But you
I
get what I'm saying.
Yep.
It's a guard-driven league, yes, but I need some kind of balance. The majority of Knicks bigs, they're not offensive players, which fits well with this particular team. I don't know if it would fit well with an all-guard-driven offense.
I think it would. I'd be willing to take the chance. But, you know, if that's not something that you want to roll the dice on, would you be more, you know, LeBron's name came up yesterday.
Yes.
Just for a second.
Yes.
What about Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant's not happy. Kevin Durant's got 2 years to go.
No, I don't want Kevin Durant. Yeah, I don't want Kevin.
You don't want him because he didn't want us. You don't want him because you don't think he's the same guy.
He's a word that I can't say on the air and not get in trouble.
Really?
Let's just say soft.
I'm sure the
you know
guy
what I'm thinking.
Of course, okay, Kevin Durant deserves a little more respect than that.
No, dude, come
Kevin
on.
Kevin Durant's a
killer. He didn't want new. He was maybe. I loved him in OKC. Matter of fact, I loved him coming out of Texas more than Oden. I wouldn't have taken on. I said
me
no.
Too.
KD's the guy.
I did say that. I got that one right.
And, yeah, right. Exactly. We got one right for a change. Well, and I'm not a college basketball expert. Just remember watching it, thinking, the big man. They're always hurt.
Yep.
Like KD's going to be the guy. I never thought he was going to be that good. I loved him with OKC. I wish he stayed there and finished his story there. I would have respected him a lot more. Now, he doesn't care about my respect. He doesn't care about anybody's respect. But I look at his career as one of, well, yeah, you hung on with an already great Warriors team to win. Everywhere else you've gone, you've disappointed. So I don't want KD here, especially now. He's too frail. He's getting
frail,
older.
But, you know.
No, I'd rather.
You wouldn't have to give up as much. That's the point. That's why I'm trying to present something more appealing to you.
I'd rather go LeBron.
You don't have
and
to
I don't even like LeBron, but I'd rather. Okay. I think LeBron is. He's the perfect fit.
Okay, well, so just, I hear you on a lot of levels. Let's say LeBron doesn't want the Garden. If it's a Booker Durant conversation,
Booker 100%.
I agree, but you'd have to give up. You'd have to gut the team to get Booker. You don't have to gut the team to get KD at this point.
Yeah, and maybe I'm just
you could keep some of these guys.
Maybe I should ignore my personal feelings toward Durant and say, is he a better fit? He'd be a great fit.
You know what's crazy? I remember. So Durant, I was filled. Gus Johnson was. I think he had boxing or something, right? So a million years ago. Phil and I do a couple of Knicks play-by-play back in the day.
Oh, okay.
One of which was at Seattle, his only year in Seattle with the Sonics.
Okay.
So I do a game with John Andres at
Johnny Hoops.
God, I love
I've
you,
been
John.
There.
Rest in peace. Key Arena. Were you there for a Sonics game?
I went Knicks Sonics.
Did you really? Kemp and Payton, those
one
guys?
Of my buddies who lived on Long Island moved to Seattle. I went to visit him during a Knicks Sonics game.
What year is this? Like what Knicks?
2004 or 5. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not memorable.
So like Nate and Steph and, you know, Eddie Curry. Yeah. And
I just remember Key Arena more than anything, being like, oh, this is cool.
Malik
Super
Rose.
Sonics.
Right. So I'm doing the game, and Kevin Durant hit a game winner at the horn in overtime. Or either sent it to overtime or whatever he did, like, I mean, Kevin Durant, he's annoyed me with certain things.
What was your
things.
Call?
That's probably
Durant does it. How do you,
Durant? it was probably the one of the worst calls in the history. I probably missed five things.
I'd love to dig that
Durant
one.
For the win. Yeah. Like, here's how the call probably went. Every mechanical aspect leading up to the basket was probably technically awful. Like, I missed the pick, I missed the high screen, I missed the pass, I missed this, I missed that. But I'm pretty confident when that ball went in, it sounded good. It was an F from the time he shot it. It was probably an A from the time it ripped through.
Nobody's going to debate what type of player he is, but you also can't debate what his recent history has been.
I honestly think I think he's the best scorer in the history of the NBA.
You would take Durant?
I don't want him, but if I'm faced with giving up everything to get Booker, I'm still going to really think about that hard. And if they really didn't want much for Kevin Durant, then I can keep most of these Knicks together and throw him in as the third guy, some nights the second guy. I mean, he wouldn't get in Jalen Brunson's way. Like, he's not. He's an alpha scorer, but he's not an alpha leader. He'd blend in. It's still Jalen Squan.
Why would you forgive Durant or ignore what happened with Durant, but not LeBron?
Because your whole issue
for not wanting LeBron,
you know,
is.
I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
First of all, me and Durant had beef. Do you remember that Twitter beef that me and Kevin Durant had?
No, I mean, he had it with a lot of people. I remember he was coming
to me like a maniac.
What'd you do?
Nothing. Nothing crazy. I'm not disrespectful. Right. You know, I don't get like that on social media. But whatever. Whatever it was, find it on Google. It's everywhere. I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
It was an exchange.
What year was this? Was before
Fan? Me and Teak on the National Network. Okay. This is right before COVID. I remember I was at a small Division II college basketball game with my kids and Jen. They were little right before COVID. Got COVID, got them popcorn, just get out of the house, whatever. And my old producer, D-Cell, who's here now, still down the hole, you know D-Cell, he's like, dude, what's going on with Durant? He's like, yo, he's like, you got to destroy him. He's like, and then he's like, no, please don't. I'm like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. Dude, I open it up. They were talking about it on First Take. They had a screenshot. They had a screenshot of, like, his tweet to me and my response to him. I'm like, at least Melo wanted the smoke. You didn't even want the guard. Like, yeah, I never cursed. I never got disrespectful. But I let him know we didn't appreciate him here. Anyway, why would I?
Oh, it started with him choosing the Nets over the Knicks?
It started with him hitting me. Like, I didn't follow him. He didn't follow me. He brought me into it.
Well, what did you say that bothered
seriously.
Him?
I don't know. Look it up.
Yeah. Well,
look
it's
up
so not sensitive
now.
Anyway.
Look it up when we get to break. I see you looking
I'm
up
I'm looking
something.
It up right
well,
now.
Look it up when we're on break so I can finish my thought. So I can answer the question. Okay, that's an important one. Why do I forgive Durant and not LeBron? Or why do I perceive LeBron and Durant differently? You know what really bothers me the most about LeBron? He's not humble. He's not humble. And Kevin Durant, to me, and now he's flawed, like all of us, bouncing around, chasing chips. Yeah, he's a pretty humble dude. Mm. He's a pretty humble guy.
I don't know.
He seems sensitive to me.
All right, well,
sensitive
way.
And humble are two different things. He is sensitive. He's very sensitive.
I'd rather have
LeBron.
Was
this a tweet, by the way?
What?
With the one, Nets win seven straight, no one cares. Nets lose seven straight, no one cares. Speaks volumes. And Kevin Durant goes, what does it say? Question mark. And I guess from there, you guys went off on each
other. Yeah, that's right. I guess it was more of, you know, kind of messing around with the Nets. Like, read that again. I didn't even include him in the tweet.
No, you didn't. You said Nets win seven straight, no one cares.
Nets win seven straight, no one cares.
Nets lose seven straight, no one cares.
Nets lose seven straight, no one cares.
Speaks volumes.
Now, the Knicks were obviously down, and I was frustrated.
That he chose the Nets over.
Well, that was, yes.
He went to the irrelevant.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. And I didn't even include him in the tweet.
He took the easy way.
Yeah,
but he's so sensitive. You didn't even include him in the tweet, and yet he's responding.
Because he probably searched his name, but he found it.
He couldn't handle New York.
Yeah, that got out of hand for a couple of days. I'm proud of the way I handled that. Like, I could have handled that like a clown and been really disrespectful, which isn't my way.
Right.
You know, and you know, I don't hunt that out on social media. Is nothing that interests me when it gets to that level of that vile, like that vile. It's just weak, but. And then we actually went back and forth in a somewhat civil discussion. But then I had to drop him like, hey, at least Carmelo had the stones to try to win here. You didn't.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.